Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, did I mention my sister saved my life?
No, I think you glossed over that.
Okay. You were smoking weed, what?
Yeah. No,
we
were
going to smoke weed
on a hike.
Okay,
we went to this mountain park. It's not too far from where Dad lives. And usually, when I go on this hike, I go 3 miles out and 3 miles back because the trail map says if you go beyond that, they warn you the next 1.9 miles are very treacherous.
All right.
Well, it turns out my sister really likes to hike. Does it a lot in Wyoming, I guess. So she says, well, why don't we see just how treacherous it is? So we go for a half mile or so. It's kind of rocky. And then a little later on, it's boulders. You're scrambling. And I'm not a big fan of that, climbing over boulders and whatnot.
No, anything can happen there. Was it hot? Not that hot.
No. The temperature was perfect.
All right.
But after a while, we lost the trail.
Whoa.
And other people out there?
No, not very many.
Okay.
There were some other people out there. And me, at that point, the minute I got lost, I would have turned back. But she climbed up and said, oh, I see a marker there. And three or four times, we had to do that. We had to
find where the trail was.
She was.
She's trying to kill you, man.
She listed on your life insurance?
Right, going the entire loop, 12.3 miles. It took us like 5.5 hours to get around.
Yeah. Do you have water and power bars at least?
Oh, yeah.
Long way to not eat anything.
Had the gummy bears, had the bag of almonds.
The normal gummy bears. Regular gummy bears?
Right. Oh.
We got lost.
She
saved your life by putting out the trail, but she also put you on that trail.
Yeah, I think she didn't save your life at all. She almost killed you.
Right.
I mean, good thing she knew what she was doing after she almost killed you.
Yeah, she has a much better sense of direction than I did, because I would have ended up getting backwards and turned around, and you'd still be looking for me.
Don't you put a needle in some water and wait for it to spin around?
I'm thinking we would have given up by now.
Did you bring a compass with you? Did you look for the parking lot? That's what I would look for.
No, I knew what direction the parking lot was, and we could tell
all those parking lots on the mountain.
There's always a parking lot you got to park before you start hiking, right?
Well, that's what I brought to the party was the fact that I knew what direction we needed to go and look at the sun. I said we need to go that way, so that helped. We figured it out eventually. Well, she figured it out.
Yeah. I don't know if she saved your life at all. I think she put your life in danger and then did what she could to save it after that.
I don't remember the last time I hiked 12.3 miles.
That's a long hike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that took the better part of the day.
I think she wanted to see if old bum knee boogie could hang.
Yeah. That turns out I could.
Well, that's a blues name there, bum knee boogie, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about it. I got a bum knee. Let me tell you about it. That's Bum Knee Boogie's song, right?
And then bust into the blues song.
Yeah. I don't get this one here. I had a feeling my wife was doing stuff with another guy. Mind you, I was her third marriage. I was talking to a female friend who was checking in on me after a medical issue. The friend and I and her husband would talk for a few days a week. My ex-wife, the week I moved out, was moving in another guy. So I started dating my wife's friend the day we went to divorce court. Now, did you steal the wife's friend from her husband? Do you understand that?
Yeah, no. I wonder if it's the same couple.
Yeah. Dude, don't say my name. He didn't say don't say my name.
If you're somebody's third husband and they start cheating, aren't you just like, I figured.
I don't know, man. People do get married more than once, a lot of people, so I'm not really sure about that. Third by third. I want to know if he started just cheating on with the wife or the friend was when her husband talked to the guy,
Yeah, I need
it's a weird email.
I need to know the sequence of what all led up to what he described.
Yeah, was the wife's friend attached?
Yeah. And there's a whole other long email. I haven't read that yet. They're from a guy named Jack. He doesn't say, don't say my name, so we can say his name. And plus, people, they recognize you. He didn't call, unlike so-called Jim, you know. Everybody. Now he's going to remember when you were Jim on the radio? He's going to hear that now. Okay, great.
Oh, 15 years ago.
Who?
Yeah, this guy didn't have an affair.
Okay.
Had an old classmate in the new town. He just moved. He moved for work. And she texted me to go out. I was engaged. My fiance was staying at her old home, finishing out her teaching contract. I was naive and didn't think anything would happen. The classmate was way out of my league. She knew both of us really well. That's the wife. After a few drinks, the classmate was all over me, wanted to take me home. I sobered up enough to realize this would be a terrible decision. A few weeks later, my fiance came up to visit. I was doing some yard work. My classmate texted me. My phone was inside. Fiance read through the text chain. Fiance was pretty upset, tried to explain the situation. Eventually, fiance realized it was innocent, and she still gives me a hard time about it to this day. Not as juicy as some of the other stories, but quite the lesson for me.
Still, this is you got to stop giving him crap about it.
Realize that we as men, we miss those things. He did think it was going to be innocent. He did think nothing was going to happen that night.
And then she went for it, and he backed off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he realized, I mean, yeah.
This is why you don't bring up, and Todd and I have talked about this before, even on the air. If you're in a relationship and somebody else is hitting on you, or just being overly friendly, and you turn it down, don't
brag about it.
You can't go back and say to your wife, "Hey, honey, guess what? This girl wanted me, and I love you so much, I didn't do anything."
Whoa.
Because they don't think that's a big deal.
What were you wearing?
But all guys know it's a big deal. You know?
Well, it's a big deal because that rarely happens.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. So you want to prove, hey, listen, this girl was hitting on me, but I knew I'm in love with you, so I'm not going to do anything. I didn't do anything. You can't say that to her because she's going to take it the other way around. Well, what'd you do? What were you wearing? You
know? Yeah.
What were you wearing?
Right. Why don't you put out the desirable vibe around me?
Right. Well, from their perspective, too, they probably could have taken three dudes home from the grocery store if they wanted
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Oh, sure. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but that turns into, well, what'd you do?
Right. So
I went home.
Right.
You can't even brag about it. Because, right. Oh, chick wanted me, honey. It was great. But of course, I turned her down because I love you.
She couldn't want you.
How about a pat in the back?
Right.
Or in other places.
That other woman couldn't possibly want you for you. You must have been doing something. What were you doing?
I was dancing sexy. What the hell were you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you doing the crane dance?
Yeah, that was it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop the crane dance. All right.
Stop all the crane dancing.
A bunch of these banging things are coming in, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah, well, apparently, the grad school one, you got that one?
A lot of people have had affairs.
Yeah, there's a grad school one, an email. Check that out.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, it's you did.
No, I didn't get that one either.
Puss didn't get it either. But no, I saw me. I got it. And, yeah,
they trust you. Apparently.
You have the ability to read it.
No, they shouldn't trust me. No, we sent the Todd and Tyler here. A guy named Noel, N-O-L. It's just, yeah.
And then it says, "Don't say my name."
Hopefully, it doesn't say, "Don't say my name."
Yeah, that's a very specific spelling.
I mean,
I don't want to read it right off the top of my head because I'll screw it up royally. So.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
No, I'm not going to do that. We'll let Todd read that when we get through that. But Tyler Wallace in the studio.
All right, here's follow-up from the...
The convoluted story.
Yeah. Wife's friend was not seeing anyone, but definitely pissed my ex-wife off. Ex-wife kept thinking I was cheating with the other friend that was checking in on me.
Got it.
She accused me daily when she was actually the one doing it.
Oh, projecting.
Don't say my name.
Oh, yeah.
The old projection.
I already said that dude's name, I think, didn't I?
No, I don't think we said that guy's name.
Okay.
We respected his don't say my name. He put it in the subject line. Put it in the subject line.
Cool.
Yeah, then when he said she accused me daily, I've heard it like that's one of the things that cheaters will do is accuse the other person of cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you hear a lot of projection going on.
Yeah. Todd, you said, where's the word she looked like from?
What
she looked like.
Carolina.
No, where'd she look like?
Somewhere out of Charleston, South Carolina. Private Christian school teacher.
Surprise.
A private Christian school teacher.
They're also
and strong. Mother of two was arrested last week, Wednesday, for pressuring a teenage student into having sex and sending him naked pictures. Reagan Anderson, 27, facing two counts.
She's 27? Okay.
Of sexual battery with a child 17 years of age, according to an arrest warrant. A trusted
coach.
What's
she look like, man?
She's hot.
She's hot. She's good looking. A little crazy in the eyes.
And in the link, there's a photo of her. There's her mugshot, and then right next to it is a photo of her, her husband, and her two young children who are all blurred out with their face, thank God.
But trusted coach,
the damn husband,
teacher,
right.
and friend that abused our trust and violated her oath as an educator. She has ruined our son's life, the victim's mother, blasted Anderson. During a Thursday court hearing, he should be 100% focused on being a fun-loving football-playing man. But this predator has robbed him of that ability.
Oh, a little brunette here. Yes, here. Yes,
no young quarterback or athlete is safe in our community if this woman is free. I think some of them probably are.
I don't think, I don't think him being a quarterback has anything to do with it.
This family's way too in bragging about him being the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a teenage boy, and you know. That just seems weird. I'm gonna throw in my sports dad crap here. It sounds like here.
Yeah,
and my kid plays. He's a quarterback.
What's the president say? Starting.
I know you're right.
Any starting quarterback is not safe.
Touchdown throwing. Yeah. You know, right? Yeah, that whole thing makes it a little bit less.
But you
sad
gotta
for
assume
the
that women like this, who are predators, indeed predators. I don't know what sense they have, but they can seek out the vulnerable ones. And that's,
well, no, she wanted the hot one.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they have to be vulnerable to a certain extent.
Well, you're all vulnerable. Todd, you'd be vulnerable if a hot 27-year-old girl was hit on you when you were 17. You would have took care of that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think they're vulnerable because they're 17 and horny.
Right.
Right. They're
the hot one with a 70% completion.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And no fumbles this year.
Yeah. But a 5-1 to a touchdown to interception ratio, by the way.
That's he also plays free safety.
That's how she picks who she's going to victimize, their touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing less than 5-1.
No, I think these are different things, Todd. I think you're right. The middle school kid is a creepier, rapier thing, and I think the total high school kid is, I'm not saying he's not going to be affected. He might fall in love with her. We all watched that miniseries. But she's picking out the guy she wants, she thinks is hot at 17, you know.
He should be a fun-loving 97.0 rating quarterback.
But the mom complaining about it and just dropping the quarterback line and the football playing, that teacher could have easily banged some other buddy that wasn't playing sports, you know.
But
and,
she didn't.
Right. Kind of gives up the victim, too.
Right.
But I'm sure the whole damn town knows.
Oh, the whole town knows, yeah.
I wonder if the husband feels any better or worse that he was the quarterback.
Oh, the guy. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if the husband was a quarterback, too, and he's going, she's got a tight
second string.
But yeah.
First assault reportedly took place.
She is hot. She's really hot. And you're right. She's got little kids, man.
In a private residence in Holly Hill, small town north of Charleston. And the second one in the parking lot of a Pizza Hut in the nearby town of Santee. So can that kid no longer go to the Pizza Hut because he's traumatized, or no longer can go to the Pizza Hut parking lot because it's boner-inducing?
Yes.
Well, it's the old skit from SNL, you know, Mr. Stud, all those names he called me.
The boy who lived.
The boy who lived.
Yeah, then she sent him some nudes on Snapchat, too.
Oh, you got those?
No, I don't have them.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, they didn't mention anything about Democrats and pedophiles in the basement of that Pizza Hut. But you know,
oh,
there
that's
are.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
That's one of Hillary's, that's a part of her network.
Yeah. Oh, it's part of the MAGA crowd to believe that because they're stupid.
And it doesn't say if they got pizza.
No. It does not.
Puss is looking for nakeds and nudes.
Nudes.
And, and Nick is looking for pizza.
What pizza did they get?
Yeah.
Was it a BLT? Did it have warm mayo on it? Damn it!
Yeah, I think the mom whining about the quarterback situation makes it less tragic for this kid, you know?
Yeah, she ruins a bit of the sympathy.
She does, totally. I think so. Yeah, only she would go after my stud son who plays quarterback and probably is pretty hot, naked. And mom's weird, man.
She had to be the hottest teacher in that school.
She's definitely good-looking, man. I'll give
her
that.
But yeah. She's got a baby with no face.
Yeah.
Two of them.
I saw that. Yeah, that I do feel sorry for you. The old no-face baby. You got to feel sorry for the lady.
The kids look just like her husband.
Yeah, she blurring out the kid is funny, though. Because to me, blurring out a baby is like blurring out a dog's face. They look the same. I mean, I understand maybe the toddler, but the baby's face blurred. It's a baby. I recognize you.
They never blur the dog.
They take another dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use a stock dog who doesn't deserve to be drug into
that. And that dog
that
calls
either.
His friends. No, he didn't bag me, man. That's not me, man. Yeah.
Well, this article says that the kid's mom blasted the teacher. Like, whole family's blasted the teacher.
So did the kid.
Is the word finger in that sentence? That's what I want to know.
No.
Okay, good. Don't say it, Nick.
Don't lead anybody down that path.
Oh, that's why I said the clever way.
Oh, we can't. Okay. I know I mentioned that recently, but I wasn't pulled aside in the hallway recently by Jim.
Like, well, hey, it's because Nick bleeped that one when you said
there's a button
earlier.
Over here.
Yeah, but
yeah, she got herself an ankle monitor and $2,500 bond out of this, and no contact with the boy.
And no pizza, apparently, either. Nick wants to know if they get the pizza.
Yeah, she has to go to Domino's now.
Yeah, you wonder if she's banned from that particular Pizza Hut for, you know, handing out things in the parking lot.
Is it a small
lot.
Town, too? Is it like a Friday Night Lights kind of thing? Small
Sounds
town.
Sounds like it.
Holly
she
Hill.
She banged him in the Applebee's parking lot.
Santee, North Carolina, somewhere outside Charleston. 50, 60 miles outside Charleston.
Maybe some high school football program could hire her to scout out quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right?
Like junior high quarterbacks.
She obviously has an eye.
Oh, man. The kid will be fine. He's probably a little heartbroken, but he's going to be fine.
It's population 1,200.
Yeah, he
wow.
He took care of the hot teacher. Among his friends, he's the stud.
Well, that's why it says in here, rumors of the inappropriate relationship quickly swirled at Holly Hills Academy.
Because he told his buddies.
Well, and because it's a town of 1,200. I grew up in a town of 1,200. If somebody was banging a teacher, everybody would have known about it immediately.
And they saw the pictures.
You fell down in the scaffolding. No way you're going to bang a teacher, plus.
I couldn't bang another student in high school. I didn't have enough game to get a teacher.
Her LinkedIn page said she was passionate about children.
Apparently. That didn't age well.
No.
Yeah, loves a guy who can get at least 8 yards per attempt. not per completion.
She ain't banging my
quarterback. 8 yards per attempt.
He sucks. Yesterday, at least, for sure.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.